3. Do you believe that they can do what you're doing? They're the most important parts of creating the right intention. Do you believe in what you're inviting them to take a look at? Do you believe that you're being honest with them while inviting? And do you believe that they can do what you're doing? And here's an example. If you were to meet someone casually and they were to ask you the question, "Hey Joe, what's your business? What do you do for a living? What are you involved in?" Are you in the global information network? Or are you in one of those things that you're just trying to see if it works? Are you in something that you're poking with a stick to see what happens? Or do you have the correct posture and intention? So if somebody were to ask you those questions, what would your answer be? If someone were to say to you, "Which industry are you in?" what would you say? Well, here is what a platinum would say. And again, you got to have this platinum headset before you go platinum. Here's what a platinum would say. Something along these lines. "I own my own business. We market via direct response marketing and an affiliate program, a worldwide private membership club. I own my own business. We market via direct response marketing and an affiliate program, a worldwide private membership club." Now, obviously here, I'm giving you an example. You would use your own words here. Or something else you could say would be, "I sell memberships to a global private membership club. I sell memberships to a global private membership club." Another way of saying it is, "I own my own business. I market an international private membership club. We market our product via direct response marketing and a very lucrative affiliate program." So you could say, "I own my own business. I market an international private membership club. We market our product via direct response marketing and a very lucrative affiliate program." See, you have to believe that you're doing them a favor by inviting them to take a look at the product that we have in Gin. You must believe that the product will work for them. You must believe that. If you're leading with the business, in other words, you're so excited about the affiliate program in the Global Information Network that you kind of talk about that first when you're sharing the program, or even at certain points during the invitation stage. You have to believe that you're offering them a business opportunity that's second to none. You must believe that you're exposing them to something that will change their life, that's something that is good. You have to believe that. The next thing that your intention must be right on is you don't need them, that you don't need them. Now, obviously, you need people to build the affiliate program. You need people in your downline organization. That's how we access that leveraged and eventually that walkaway residual income, that true walkaway residual income. But what you have to understand is you don't need that particular individual. You don't care if they join. You don't need them. You're not begging them. And I want you to write this down. This is what we call the sniff test. And even if this is on the phone, people can pick it up. They can pick up if you're desperate. So you have to establish in your head that you don't need them. Your prospect will pick this up if you sound desperate, and it will turn them off. Again, even over the phone, your prospect can detect this, and certainly they can do it live. They can pick up your intention and your posture. So you can actually write this down. It's that important. If you sound like your business is dependent on them joining, in other words, that one person, if you sound like your business is dependent on them joining, they probably won't join. Matter of fact, they probably won't even listen to the introduction CD. They won't listen to your wish is your command. They won't sit down with you to hear the program. You won't be able to share the program with them. So please be very clear that this sniff test, as we call it, is dependent on your posture and your intention when inviting. But it actually follows through the whole cycle, the whole workflow as well. Now let's move on to the next CD.